Hey guys, this is Afi Pittman, aka Author of Faith, and welcome back to my 90 Days of Confessions to Change Your Life audiovisual series. And today's confession is, I treat people right. And the scripture that I believe supports this, or one of the scriptures that I believe supports this, is Mark 12, 28-31. One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating, noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer. He asked, of all the commandments, which is the most important? The most important one, Jesus answered, is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this: Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. So I believe that this part where it says love your neighbor as yourself, I believe that that's where people get the quote-unquote golden rule from: do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So loving your neighbor as yourself means that, you know, if you are someone who doesn't want someone to steal from you, you don't steal from your neighbor. Or, you know what, loving yourself per the Lord's standards, you do that, and then you love your neighbor as the Lord calls you to love yourself. There's a lot of different ways you can, I guess, slice and dice it, but basically you are loving towards your neighbor, and you're not withholding the measure of love towards your neighbor. You know, you're not making them less important than yourself. You are loving them just as you love yourself. So here's another reason why I was talking about when we first started the relationships portion of this audiovisual series. And I was saying that, you know, relationships are key. They're vital. They're one of the many things in life that the Lord uses to shape us into the women that he wants us to be. Because it's within the context of community that your character is shaped. It's within the context of friendship in which you are, you have that safe place, like true friendship. You have a safe place to understand what your character flaws, your deficiencies, your personality shortcomings, and your proclivities. You have a way to go about uncovering, identifying, and addressing them if need be. So the reason why relationships is so important, again, is because that is how the Lord shapes us into who, one of the ways that he shapes us into who we are. But when we don't treat people right, it's also a means that the Lord uses to chasten us. There's a scripture that says, if you don't forgive, the Lord's not going to forgive you. And to me, that kind of echoes what I'm saying here, is that the Lord does not allow you to get away with treating people bad and then you turn around and ask him for the best of the best. He does not do that. There's also another scripture that says that husbands have to treat their wives right. And if they don't, then their prayers are going to be hindered. The Lord doesn't play this game of, you can ask him for the sun, the moon, and the stars, and you can ask him for the best of the best, and then you turn around and you don't treat people right. You know, I'm not going to say that the Lord is going to do to you what you do to other people, although, you know, be not deceived, or don't mock the Lord, because what you reap you sow, that principle is in effect. But the Lord doesn't play this game of, you know, you, again, ask for the best of his blessings and then you just don't treat people right. That's not the way the Lord does things. He just does not. So treating people right, it's you should do it because it's the right thing to do. You should do it because it's the right thing to do, but keep in mind that as you deal with others, the Lord will deal with you. So if this is something that you struggle with, because sometimes treating people right is not easy to do when they mistreat you, or when they don't do what they're supposed to do, or when, you know, they do things and you don't approve of it, or they fall short in ways that you don't understand. It's very easy to mistreat people. So if you fall into that trap easily, I want you to confess this over your life until you get it right. And again, the confession is, I treat people right. So don't forget to confess your way to success and join in for tomorrow's confession.